Well, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you? So we saw that you went on the dashboard today and processed the payment for your website hosting, but the payment that was due on May 6th for your Google Guaranteed leads, that one came back from the bank as insufficient funds. So they paused your leads and they asked me to call you and get a different payment method.
Yeah, 500 is too much. Why is it so high every month?
So with the Google Guaranteed program, you're paying per lead. So with that invoice, it says it's 6 leads at $92.81 each. So what they do is they monitor it. Let me look on the dashboard. Hold on.
Yeah, because a lot of those leads sometimes it's not even, I don't even get it.
Yeah, we monitor it. If it's somebody that's calling to ask for a job or someone that's like, you know, 150 miles away or not in your category, then we don't charge you for it. We only charge you if it's a valid client that's looking for your services. But one came in, the last one that came in before they paused it was on May 9th, and it was from phone number 323-382-5315. It's a 5-minute call on the dashboard. Let me listen real quick to the beginning and see. It was a lady calling to see if you guys replaced toilets, and she scheduled for you to come and take a look at it. And then there was one on May 8th.
And that was $92?
Huh?
And that was $92?
Yeah, all of the leads are $91. So, you know, it hopefully will even out. So let's say that you get a $5,000 job for repiping. That's not going to be, you know, another, you know, $900 for the lead or something. It's still going to be $91 for that. But if you get somebody that's calling to replace the toilet, I think she said she had some extra remodeling to do and stuff too. So it could be that if they call for that and you go out, you could maybe possibly get
you're talking about moving a toilet? She said moving a toilet?
Let me listen to it again. Hold on.
Located in Temple?
What was that?
She's located in Temple?
On here, it just shows the phone number and the date and if it was charged or if it was not charged. If I listen to the whole 5-minute call, I'm sure I can get the address and tell you if she's in Temple, but I'm just trying to do like a brief review with you while we're on the call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let me see what the
one. Place the payment.
Okay. So we can't do the payment, on the checking account anymore since that one check bounced. So that if you have a debit account that goes with the checking, then I can update it to that and then we can process it again.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Is it Visa or MasterCard?
It's Visa.
Okay, go ahead.
4741.
Okay.
6530.
Okay.
0720.
Uh-huh.
1876.
Okay, and then expiration?
0329.
And the code?
175.
Now, is the billing address associated with this card 109 Ashbury Drive?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's what we had before. So I'll process the payment, and then they'll turn your leads back on today. And then what you can do is...
I'll definitely
go ahead.
Need to look into it. I need to definitely look into all these leads. A lot of these leads, I don't know. It used to be 300 I put in, but now it went up. And it's like, it needs to make sense. you know, it's for real.
Yeah,
it's
I see that. You had a couple of payments for less and then a couple of payments around the 500 mark too. So, yeah. So, do you want me to maybe keep the leads on pause and then have that department reach out to you, or do you want to maybe review the dashboard and take a smaller amount of them, because they can, you know, kind of adjust it to your needs. So let's say that you took six leads at $91 and you're thinking like, hey, I want to just take two or three just to see what comes in and then pause them, you know, so we could do things like that too.
So every lead is $90? Every lead is $90?
If it's a valid lead, if it's someone, like I said, that's calling for something other than work, then they automatically don't charge you for that. So they're only charging you for the ones that are inquiring on your service. And another thing is, if you look on the dashboard, you'll see in total, since you've been working with us, 678 leads. So a lot of those are coming in organically through the Google business page and through the website, and those you're not paying for. But the ones that are actually clicking on the Google Guaranteed and hiring you through that section, those are the ones that you're getting charged for. And it tells you on the dashboard when you go through them. So in other words, there was a lead on May 16th, one on May 14th, one on May 13th, one on another one on May 13th, which was a call, another one on May 12th, May 9th, all of those, it doesn't
say. So you can't control, what type of project comes in?
We can modify the keywords if you like. You know what I mean? Water heaters, okay. Do you want to have the Google guaranteed leads working only for water heaters, or do you want to add water heaters to your existing? Only for water heaters.
No,
okay.
Yeah, because that's the only thing that makes sense. Water heaters and pipe installation, if it's $92.
Yeah, so water heaters and pipe installation. Okay, so I'll send that revision over to them, and they will get the leads turned back up for you today, but only under those two criteria, okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy that we talked, because now you know. Yeah, but please, have you been on your dashboard to review the activity yourself?
Oh, I'm about to go now. I'm about to look at it.
Okay, good. You have the login, or do you want...
No, I think it's my phone number and then the password.
Good. Okay, you got it then. Right. Okay, but what was your question? Yep, it's always the 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, and then there's a temporary password that they send you, or you could change it to what you want.
So, as far as challenging, what is the date? Is it 90 days or what is it?
I don't know if there's even a time frame on it, but if you have disputes when you go through the dashboard, what you can do is email them to us and just put, you know, Google guaranteed disputes in the subject line, and then they'll send it to that department, and if there are any credits that are due to you, they would apply those for you automatically after they review it.
Okay.
So
when is it going to be effective as far as the pipe installation and the water heaters?
It should be today. So I'm sending them a message right now. So once they get that message, typically they would turn the leads back on, but I'm telling them to modify the keywords only to the pipe installation and water heaters. And then, so, you know, they'll fix the keywords first, and then they'll turn them back on. So I would say later today they'll be on, but only running under that criteria.
Yeah, that only makes sense.
Yeah, and then as you review your leads, if you see that there were some profitable ones that you took that came in under, like, a different category, you could always call us back, and we'll modify it again, okay?
All right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for taking care of that missed payment, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.